Is gluten-free just a trendy fad, or is it more than that? Well, I'm going to answer that question for you. I'm going to give you the short answer. Being gluten-free is probably the single most important thing you could do to improve your health, especially if you're suffering from any number of autoimmune conditions, but especially Hashimoto's autoimmune thyroiditis. I'm really sick of hearing about, it's just a trend, it's just a fad. I mean, let me tell you a quick story. Right before Thanksgiving, I had a patient come in with Wegener's granulomatosis, which is an autoimmune condition. And she was recounting to me a story where she was talking to this big specialist at this university about, well, could food or gluten have anything to do with this autoimmune condition? And the doctor just poo-pooed it right away and said, "Oh, that's just a fad. That's just a trend." And that guy's stupid. There's really no other way to put it. He clearly hasn't read much because pretty much no matter what condition you want to think of, any autoimmune condition, I can pull out of the research literature some information connecting gluten sensitivity, okay, with that autoimmune condition. I'll just put it very simply. Gluten is certainly not the cause of all disease or the cause of all autoimmune diseases, but man, it is linked to darn near every one of them, if not all of them. So one of the things we always have most of the people that I talk to is say, "Hey, just go gluten-free. You'll probably lose weight. You'll probably feel better." And so is being gluten-free trendy? Of course it's trendy. People have figured out a way to make money off of it. That lady from The View has written that book. Everybody and their dog is talking about going gluten-free and how much better they felt and blah, 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 blah. And the point is, being gluten-free has been around a lot longer than some of these, media stars. It's a really, really powerful thing that you could do to improve your health. And I'm really sick of doctors, medical doctors, alternative practitioners, acupuncturists, whoever, poo-pooing it and blowing it off. Because the people that are saying that, they don't read. And that is a common problem that you'll find with doctors in any field is they stopped reading once they got their diploma, once they got their license. They stopped reading. And what they do read is pretty much written by pharmaceutical companies. Now, by the way, I'm not letting all of our alternative practitioners off the hook because pretty much what they read are what the supplement company reps give them, which is very similar to what the pharmaceutical company reps give them. You may have heard me tell a story. A couple years ago, I sat in a continuing education seminar where a very, very famous supplement company had a speaker up there telling, basically saying, "Gluten's no big deal. Yeah, there's some in our products, but there's not enough to do anything. All my gluten-sensitive people don't have a problem with it." And you can look that post up. But basically, that guy was a moron. And there's no way to know if you have a gluten sensitivity problem without getting tested, really. I mean, because a lot of people eat bread, and if they don't have a GI symptom, they think that, "Well, I don't have a gluten problem." Well, GI symptoms are the least common manifestation, least common presentation of gluten sensitivity. Neurologic and endocrine are way, way more common presentations. So people could have headaches, MS, irritable bowel, not irritable bowel, headaches, migraines, Hashimoto's. Those are the things, seizures, ataxia, those are what people present with. They don't necessarily present with GI symptoms. So when I've got this host of patients that come in and they say, "Well, no one ever told me that gluten could be a problem," it really makes me mad. It makes me mad that no doctor is reading because all you have to do is read a little bit and you'll see the connection. Having a gluten problem is not the same thing as celiac, by the way. I'm going to do a post on that here probably next. Celiac is one kind of gluten sensitivity, not the only kind. However, that seems to be the only thing that any doctor wants to test for. "Well, you don't have celiac disease, so gluten can't be a problem." Wrong. Again, they don't understand. I give them kudos, a little bit of credit for trying to do the test, but they don't understand. So is gluten-free a trend? Sure, it's a trend. It's a trend because people can write books about it, and have magazines about it, and they can, make some money. But it's certainly not anything I consider a trend because gluten sensitivity, going gluten-free is a very powerful thing. I always tell people there's only, if I was on a deserted island, right, and I only had one thing to tell all the sick people in the world, it would be get off of gluten forever. So it could be something you want to investigate. But keep in mind, going gluten-free often, like I said before, it's not the cause of all disease. And going gluten-free is not necessarily going to cure any disease, and it may not even make you feel, it may not even be the thing that makes you feel better. It gets more complicated, especially when you have autoimmune disease. There's so many of the things you have to look at. There's vitamin D and GI infections and, so many other factors. But the very best place you could start is by going gluten-free. It's pretty simple, and it's actually pretty cheap. Just don't start trying to replace all your regular gluteny foods with gluten-free foods. That's how you save some money. So gluten sensitivity is on the rise, and there's a lot of studies that show that. But going gluten-free is going to be here forever because people will do it and they'll see how much better they feel. So it's not going away.